It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Weeks after the CARES Act was passed by Congress, the federal government announced it would begin distributing funds to Native American tribes. But the Trump administration only released 60% of the $8 billion the tribes were allocated. The New Mexico News Connection's Roz Brown has more.
New Mexico Senator Tom Udall noted that the Navajo Nation, located in portions of New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah, is reporting one of the highest COVID-19 death rates in the country.
Yet the $8 billion tribal relief fund we fought was stuck in the Trump Treasury Department for 6 weeks. But this announcement comes weeks too late and billions of dollars short.
On reservations, the rate of COVID-19 infections per 1,000 people is 4 times higher than in other parts of the country. Jason O'Neill with the Western Values Project says the delay in funding occurred because tribes in the lower 48 states objected to Alaska Native corporations being part of CARES, arguing they're for-profit businesses and don't meet the definition of tribal governments.
They were delayed by the Trump administration trying to take an advantage of a loophole in the CARES Act legislation that forced tribal governments to sue the Trump administration to ensure that these funds were allocated correctly.
The Trump administration has sided with the Alaska Native corporations, and the Treasury Department is preserving CARES funding for them until the court case is resolved. The Senate returned to Washington this week, but Udall doesn't believe it's focusing on what needs to be done.
And I really believe what we should be doing back here in Washington isn't approving unqualified judges. We should be focusing on oversight of almost $3 trillion that's going out.
Udall also said he's discouraged there's no national testing plan for COVID-19, since Congress has given the administration $25 billion to ramp up testing and develop a nationwide plan. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
Let's go now to a local viewpoint. More of us are getting experience with virtual meetings during the pandemic. Some thoughts from commentator Algernon DeMassa.
The other day, I had a lovely conversation with 7 strangers who shimmered and bobbed on my laptop screen with the queasy effervescence of unsteady Wi-Fi. When I signed up for this conversation, I was skeptical. For one thing, I wasn't sure about the topic, how to choose a life partner. And I was even less sure of the likelihood that strangers could engage in a thoughtful and satisfying conversation, much less given the awkwardness of an online platform like Zoom. Still, I gave it a try because the concept was so appealing and humane. You see, I gathered with these strangers by way of a mobile app called Civility. The Civility app provides a platform for organizing conversations. People can propose a topic with a date and time. Other people can ask to take part in it. And optionally, the convener can distribute reading material in advance so the participants come in with some thoughts or questions to get things going. The app was originally designed to help people gather participants in physical locations in their own communities. But Civility has adapted to COVID-19, and so the conversations take place on Zoom. And that's how I found myself in my little on-screen square, talking to strangers about love, sex, homemaking, relationships, and the narratives we carry around about all those things. Some of us were married and middle-aged, some of us young and single. We presented as different genders and nationalities, but we all seemed to have some book learning as well as laptops and internet. So, to be honest, we shared a certain social class position. Otherwise, we didn't know each other. And so having a deep conversation, so to speak, required a leap of faith. There were sincere differences of opinion about matters intimate and personal, and somehow it never grew contentious. Much was said, yet no one said too much. People told stories and made observations I'm still thinking about days later. Someday, probably, I'll be able to sit in my pub again with my friends, where we'll air our ideas and sing of our aspirations in between jokes and karaoke songs. But I've already signed up for another conversation on the Civility app. The topic, aptly enough, is how the virtual will replace the physical. I doubt it will, to be honest, but I suspect virtual spaces are going to be far more important from now on. What makes either kind of space work, however, is a commitment by human beings to connect with each other, whatever the medium. You can connect with me on Twitter at Algernon Writes. With the weekly Desert Sage commentary, I'm Algernon DeMassa.
Algernon DeMassa's columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News. DeMassa's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.